Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is very important. And this question is concerned with a topic that is one of the distinguishing beliefs of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt and the Shia. And that is the topic and issue of intercession and shafa'at. As you know, the Shia and the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, they believe that intercession and shafa'at is not solely the right of God. Rather, God bestows the ability to intercede on people, like for example the prophets, the imams alayhi salam, and also other people as well, based on certain good deeds or characteristics that they might have. Certain people have been mentioned as having the ability to intercede on behalf of others in the hereafter. So today on The Key, we're going to be looking at what is the criteria by means of which we can assess whether a certain person has the right to intercede on behalf of another person or not. The answer to this question is a believer's right to intercede and to intercession depends on the extent of his good deeds. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "There are people from among the believers who have the right to intercession." Then the Prophet mentioned two people, singled out two specific individuals. He said, like Rabi'a and Mudhar. These were two people probably, two individuals at the time of the Prophet. The Prophet singled them out and mentioned them as having the right to intercede in the hereafter. Then the Prophet said, a believer has the right to intercede on behalf of at least 30 people. Right. So here in this hadith, right, the Prophet mentioned two good people. And from this we can conclude that it depends on the extent of a person's deed. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, a man intercedes on behalf of his tribe, for his family, or even just for two other people, depending on the extent of his deed. So this hadith is a little more explicit in explaining that the criteria for the right of intercession or the extent to which a person may intercede, all of this depends on the extent and the value. When we say extent, it doesn't mean necessarily the number of his deeds, but that value of that person's deed. Then in the end of this hadith, the Imam alayhi salam, he mentions why this is so. He says, فَذَلِكَ الْمَقَامُ الْمَحْمُودِ, for that is the glorious station. If you've read the Holy Quran, you know that there's a station mentioned in a degree or a level of virtue or perfection mentioned in it for the believers in the hereafter, called the Maqam-e Mahmud. The Imam here, he says that this is that station of intercession or shafa'at given to people. And if you've read the Holy Quran, you know that this is a station given to people who perform the Namaz-e-Shab or the Salatul Layl, the night prayers, which is a recommended prayers to be performed before the prayer of Fajr or the morning prayers. This indicates that this is a station which can be acquired through good deeds, and it depends on the value of the good deeds a person performs. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the extent to which a person can intercede and the criteria for the intercession of a person based on and in light of the prophetic hadith Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.